Upon my word, I don't believe they are stirring yet.
I told you so, Miss Julia. Remember how late the steamboat got in last night? And then when they got home, oh, good Lord, what a lot the young mistress had to unpack before she could get to bed.
Oh, well, let them have their sleep. But let us see that they get a good breath of fresh morning air when they do appear.
I declare there isn't a bit of room left for this bunch of flowers. I think I'll put it on the piano, miss.
So, now you've got a new mistress, my dear Berta. Heaven knows it was a wrench for me to part with you.
And do you think it wasn't hard for me too, miss? After all the blessed years I've been with you and Miss Rena.
We must make the best of it, Berta. There was nothing else to be done. George can't do without you, you see. He absolutely can't. He's had you to look after him ever since he was a little boy.
Ah, but Miss Julia, I can't help thinking of Miss Rena lying helpless at home there, poor thing. And with only that new girl, too, she'll never learn to take proper care of an invalid.
Oh, I shall manage to train her. And of course, you know, I shall take most of it upon myself. You needn't be uneasy about my poor sister, my dear Berta.
Well, but there's another thing, miss. I'm so mortally afraid.